finally here.
Finally Friday.
I had a 6-day week.
Okay.
Because I lost a day somewhere on Wednesday.
No, I was really here every single day this week. I've been here for about 14 days straight, so I don't know what you are talking about.
You need to go home.
Nah, it's cool. I was actually here really late at night one time.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't working. Celeste, however, was.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, hey, what's going on? And as I'm talking to her, I'm walking into this room. I'm walking into a different studio and making sure everything's okay. And I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Yeah. It's Friday.
Friday.
It is here. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico joining us this morning. We also will be talking to Scott Camden about the Harvest America Mobile Theater, which is making its way to Albuquerque this weekend.
Got a lot going on today.
Yeah, we really do. It's also Fun Joke Friday.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm looking up right now.
It's an exciting day.
It is. There's a lot going on. Hey. Cut that out.
Luke has another baseball game tonight.
Ooh, how's scorekeeping going?
I actually only do that for Jack's team.
Oh, okay. Well,
the official Little League scorekeeper, though, on Wednesday. Last night, oh, man, it was so cold.
Yeah, it was.
Then in between innings, I would rush my jacket over to Luke and wrap it around him and let him cuddle up in a jacket. Dude, it was awful. It was 40 degrees yesterday.
Yeah.
The wind was terrible.
I had to walk outside for a split second, and I was like, oh, no, not doing this. I don't understand why it's so cold in April.
Yeah.
Apparently,
going to be warmer.
That's what I hear.
The high today is 65.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Because it's not, like, too unbearably cold out right now, so it can only get better from here.
Oh, thanks for ruining that. You're like the weather person. You jinx it. You can't do that. You can't say it can only get better because
like,
now it's going to start snowing.
Like the weather person, I'm just saying what's logical. And when it's snowing, it's actually warmer than it is right now.
Oh, really? I don't know these things.
It feels warmer because of the insulation.
Because of the insulation.
Yes, the clouds are over the sky. Okay, have you ever noticed that when it snows, like, oh, this is so nice. And then the skies open up and it's freezing.
Ah, yeah, that's true.
The clouds are keeping the heat in.
Touché, my friend.
Gosh.
It is Friday morning.
And it is Fun Joke Friday.
It is. What were you going to say?
Classic Joke Tuesday. That's
what
Ellen does.
It's Classic Joke Tuesday. You watch too much, Ellen, I've decided.
No, I didn't even watch a full episode yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay? Not even the full episode.
Are we ready to take phone calls this morning?
Because
you know where we're
yes,
going.
Yes, we are.
Oh, yeah. Static Radio.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
What's up, Matthew?
Hey, how are you guys?
Dude, fantastic.
Good.
Actually, I feel dreadful.
Doing all right.
Wrong, Steve-o.
Drainage. Yeah, it's really nasty. I was going to go into detail, and then I was like, no, I'm not.
He keeps spitting in the trash can behind him. It's really disgusting. Stop it.
I can
voice a character from
hilarious.
The Hobbit right now.
You totally can.
I really could.
Ogres.
I could be one of the ogre goblin guys.
Yeah.
I really could. I've got like nose goblins hanging out with me. Yeah, it's pretty awful to death. They're just draining down the...
Hey, Mitch, is he gross me out in any way or no?
Yeah, he's gross.
Yeah.
Hey, but Steve-O is hilarious. I can see that.
Oh, good.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. That.
Yeah.
Hey, anyway, Steve-O, the fact is my Prezi, since it's completed, I just reviewed it yesterday in class.
Right.
And it turned out really well, actually.
Good.
Can you give us a synopsis?
Well, I can try to give you guys one of those. Well, what I could say is I started off the first, slide on there, they call it a Zoom.
Uh-huh.
It says, what is Stack Radio? And then I think the second was, what programs do you guys offer?
So you did a whole presentation on Static Radio at your school.
Yep.
That's really cool.
They actually have to present it in class. Yesterday we didn't because some kids weren't done with their presentation about whatever else they're doing.
But you shall present it.
Yep.
Will you bring a radio and just say, what is Static Radio? This. And then you just press on the radio, and then you just air Static Radio in the classroom. That would have been a much easier presentation. Yeah, you probably wouldn't have had to do much work.
You would have failed.
Yeah,
well, here's the thing, guys, is I'm going to be playing this on a Promethean board, and I don't really have that on there.
Yeah.
An alien?
It's one of those. Yeah, it's a touch screen.
Right. See, from the future.
Yeah, one of the
I love those things. I mean, they're easier. You can actually write on it with the pen.
What?
Yeah, there's a pen that, you know, I mean, they'll come with it, but it's made for that board.
Dude, is your school in Minority Report? Like, where do you go to school?
LBJ, I don't know. We always have the technology.
We have the technology.
Ah.
Nice. Nice. What do you want to hear today, Matthew?
Let's see, this morning, you know what? Some more from the Temper Trap.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Steve-O, pick a song for me that you love from them.
All right.
Okay?
Can do.
Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy.
Okay, see you Monday. Bye.
See you Monday.
He does not trust me with song selections.
Why not?
Well, he always asks you to pick the song.
Well, guess what? I trust you with song selections.
That's good.
Which
one
do you want to hear?
You're so lying. Remember that one time I was like, let's play this one.
And I said, nah, we're going to play this one.
Nah, let's just play. You pick. I'm not going to pick this.
Come on. What do you want to hear?
You know what?
What do you want to hear today, Michelle?
I want to hear any Temper Trap.
Ah, yes.
Any of them.
Okay. Where do we go from here?
There you go. Oh, wait, was that a question?
That was both, actually.
Okay.
Huh? But it worked out, because that's the name of the song.
I know. How does a suit put his child into bed?
Oh, man. How?
He tucks him in. Oh. Yes!
Fun Joke Friday. You can get your jokes in right now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is Fun Joke Friday. And I couldn't be happier that it's Friday, because that means I have a whole weekend away to do nothing.
Gosh.
You know, come Monday, we're actually going to have some interns.
We are, and I'm really excited for that.
I am too, except I've been getting a little sad lately because I'm realizing that all these cool retro things that are coming out, I lived them, and most people won't understand them. Does it make any sense?
No.
I saw a commercial yesterday, and it was awesome. It was a commercial for, I think it was one of those, like, hey, technology future. And there was, like, the robots, and we're making them better. I think it was GE. They've been doing those, like, futuristic commercials.
Yeah.
They have, like, data in them.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Anyways, like, robots. I saw a new one yesterday with Agent Smith.
Okay.
With Agent Smith?
Yeah, I know who Agent Smith is. Elrond?
Yeah, okay. And I was like, yes! Agent Smith is in a commercial! And it's a new one. Like, he's in this commercial as Agent Smith.
Okay.
And it's the coolest commercial I've ever seen in my life because...
Does he look amazing?
It's freaking Agent Smith!
He was really cool in the first Matrix.
He was really cool in all three Matrix.
Oh, then the next two totally sucked. Well, actually...
Oh my gosh.
The first one was okay. I just not... You know me, not fan of Keanu.
I saw the movie opening night.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. I'm sure you saw all of them opening night.
I did! Me and Joey had this club. It's called The Only Two Humans on the Planet Who Enjoyed All Three Movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have fun with that club.
Anyways, there's this new commercial with Agent Smith, and I was like, that was rad! And I'm willing to bet half the people that see that have no idea who he is.
People still see movies. And it makes me so sad.
Do you realize The Matrix is, like, old now?
Yeah, I want to know something really sad.
I really don't, actually, because you're going to tell me you're,
nine.
Like, 12. Nine?
Maybe 10. Maybe 10 when that movie came out.
Oh, man. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you.
Yeah, we are. You okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and Google it.
Dude, I've got the black lung pop. It hurts.
99, I was 10. I was 10.
So rad.
March 31st, I just turned 10.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they got a new commercial out. So it's like, dude, I feel like what's happening is the people with money now are my generation, apparently. And some of them actually went on and were successful and did things. And because of that, that's probably why we're seeing a lot of the cool stuff from my time,
yeah,
yo.
Yeah, I'm going to make this commercial.
Yeah, with Agent Smith. Then half the people are like, I'm sorry, who? Agent Smith! Static!
I know who Agent Smith is. Good morning, this is Sunny.
Hi,
hey, Sunny.
Hey, guess what?
What?
I just got a brand new iPad.
No way!
So
I'm moving up in the technological world.
That's good. Now you can be tracked by Agent Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I know, right?
He'll know your whereabouts 24/7.
Did you hear about the two DJs that got stuck on the broken escalator?
No.
They did.
Wait, is that a joke or for real?
It's a joke.
Because it's an escalator. So you could, like, just walk the two DJs. She's making fun of us.
Yeah, you got it.
She's making fun of us.
It works. It worked.
It worked really well.
I imagine an elevator.
Because I'm like, no, I haven't.
But that's the only joke I know.
It's a pretty good one because you got both of us because we were waiting for the punchline.
I'm like, what?
No, what? What happened to him? Are they
okay?
You too.
I think that was supposed to be originally a blonde joke.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Which is really funny because every time we meet someone, oh my gosh, I thought you were blonde. I'm like, that's not a compliment, ma'am.
I got that too, but I never put that together until you just said that.
Not a compliment.
Because I always get like, dude, I thought you were like blue-eyed, blonde-haired surfer kid. I'm like, oh, okay.
No, I'm brown.
Yeah, you're brown.
I'm very brown.
You never mind.
Whoa, what was that?
I had a really good joke.
What was it?
Oh, I can't tell it.
What was it?
So we got some temper trap for you, courtesy of Matthew from Albuquerque. He wanted to hear something, so I thought I'd play Where Do We Go From Here? Because it's a good question.
Where do we go from here?
I don't know.
Here?
I'm hoping to find the answer in the temper trap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
T-minus 10 minutes, still breaking news.
There you go. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. A pretty picture. For King and Country. That went off their Crave record. Song called Middle of Your Heart. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. It is finally Friday.
It is Fun Joke Friday, and it is 6:30.
Oh, which means it's time for breaking news, because it's Friday. We have way too many things we have to say.
It's Friday News Day. Breaking news. Not too many people can relate to this week better than Austin's Joe Birdie. He's from Austin.
Yeah.
I thought his name was Austin.
No.
Nope. His name is Joe Birdie. He raced in the Boston Marathon and figures he crossed the finish line about 30 seconds before the first bomb went off.
Wow.
His wife got hit with shrapnel but escaped serious injury. The Birdises returned to Texas on Tuesday, and the next night as he drove home from a meeting in Dallas on I-35, car got rocked by the explosion of the fertilizer plant in West Texas. He survived that too, even pulling over to snap a photo of the plume as debris hit his car.
Dude!
Yeah.
He lives in Texas?
Yeah.
I'm staying away from that guy.
I know.
Wow!
Yeah, Joe says, people keep saying, don't you feel unlucky? And I was actually the opposite, saying, not only do I not feel unlucky, but I feel blessed that my wife could be 10 yards away from the explosion and not have a scratch.
Dude, good outlook.
Yeah.
I like that. Choose your attitude.
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Good job. What's his name?
Joe Birdie.
Joe.
From Austin.
I like your attitude, Joe. That's crazy.
I know.
Unreal to me.
For both of them.
Yeah. Have you seen the YouTube video yet?
No.
From the Texas fertilizer plant?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, man. There's a video. There's a YouTube video. There's a dad, and they saw the fire, and it's a dad in a pickup truck with his daughter, and they're watching the fire, and it's like, oh, man, this is crazy. And he's like filming, and then all of a sudden it's just like shockwave and explosion and like rattles his truck and... It's like a movie.
It's scary.
It was like I was watching a movie. It was unreal. Yeah, it's all over YouTube. It's all over.
I haven't watched
it. Was on
it
ABC.
Yet.
It was it's crazy. It's crazy, and it was Dude, technology these days, cuz I remember when 9/11 happened,
it wasn't that good of technology.
No, well, and people didn't really
We didn't go to the internet for
there wasn't
our
any
news source.
There wasn't any like, oh wow, well we happen to have a camera fixated on the tower,
it was
so
like,
we
what
saw
what was on the building surrounding.
Right, and so it was hard to discern in the beginning what had happened, mm-hmm. but now it's like there was a camera at the finish line. There's this guy's in his truck film, like everybody's got their
iPhone.
Own little mini camera that we can see it. It's,
it is crazy.
It's crazy. The YouTube video. I'm not saying you should go check it out, but
it was really sad.
It was, well, I want to know, like, if they're okay.
Those people?
Because
well,
the video's on
the
YouTube,
video
and
them.
It was like,
they
yeah.
had to, one, get
there
the video, and then upload the video.
It. No, you're right. All right.
I wonder if they're okay.
That
no.
It makes a lot of sense.
Good morning. Breaking news. I have the same story. Not too many people can relate to this.
You really only have one story?
I have one story.
That's your breaking news?
Yeah, do you want me to read it again?
No, I'm so excited for Monday. Here's some breaking news coming up Monday.
Interns.
We have two interns from Hope Christian High School. Maybe I'll make them do breaking news, and they'll have to actually find stories every morning.
I find stories every morning. There's just nothing. You know what? You can't make up news, you know? You can't just make things be better than they actually are. Do you want me to read some of this stuff?
No,
that's
I also
not
get,
okay.
I want to get tiki torches and a bunch of sand. And I want to set it up in here. And I want to set the mood like Survivor, because there's two of them to start, only one.
Oh, is this like that scene from Finding Nemo? The ooh, ooh, ha, ha.
Shark bait? Shark bait, shark. Ooh, ha.
Yeah.
Yes, pretty much. What did he have to do?
I don't remember. Oh, go over the bubbles.
Oh, that's right.
My bubbles.
Yeah, they're making a sequel to that.
Finding
Did you see that?
Dory.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching when she announced that they were making
a
sequel.
Oh, right, that's Ellen.
Yeah.
I completely
Dory.
Forget. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Amazing. So it is April 19th. Birthdays? You can get us your birthday shout-out. Studio at mystaticradio.com.
It starts now.
Starts now, apparently.
I think we've done this before.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. There's one thing. Branches, helicopter, static radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is April 19th. We do this every day at 6:45. If you have a birthday, if you want to announce a birthday,
which
if
I
you
know
would like
you
to
do.
Send out a shout out for somebody for their birthday, this is how you do it. Studio at mystaticradio.com, and we will throw down a party.
Email your birthdays.
In our minds. And we'll have Steve or talk about it.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, morning!
Good morning.
It's the 109th day of 2013.
There's 109.
It's a good day. It's a good
only
day.
There's 256 days left in the year.
Oh, crazy. No. What have I done?
That's 256 days till Steve-O's big party.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. For your house?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty okay. much.
All righty.
Count it down.
Today's first birthday was in Divine Secrets of the Yaya Sisterhood.
Oh, of course.
You saw that. You're a girl.
I did not. Whoopi Goldberg.
Also in Dolphin Tale.
Oh, you saw that.
Yes.
You're a girl.
Oh,
Morgan Freeman.
Kiss the Girls.
Morgan Freeman.
The Little Mermaid.
Double Jeopardy.
Morgan Freeman. Oh, Ashley Judd.
There you go.
I have no idea who that is.
What?
No idea. Oh, is she one of the sisters?
Yeah, well, yeah, but she's not Winona. It's Winona, and then the mom's, what, Naomi Judd?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then there's Ashley.
And then there's
Ashley.
And
it's her birthday today.
And the Judds are like the, hey, we're country girls, so we're conservative and Republican. And Ashley Judd's like, I went to Hollywood, and you guys are stupid. I'm a lib. That's pretty much how it is.
And she is 52.
52, really?
That's my guess.
I'm going to say 47.
45.
Oh,
man!
That's pretty good.
Thanks.
You know what? I didn't get this, Steve-O, so I need your help on music.
Okay.
I need some Star Wars.
I can do that for you.
It?
I can do that for you.
It's in queue.
Except I can't because it's in queue.
Oh, man.
Thank you, dear.
Yep. There you go.
Is this somebody from Star Wars? Is this his birthday?
Yeah.
Mark Hamill.
Someone from Star Wars Episode 2.
That's the newer ones.
Just Episode 2?
And Episode 3.
But not in Episode 1.
Christopher Lee? No, was Count Dooku in the first one? I put that one way out of my memory.
Male or female?
Oh, it's probably Hayden Christensen because
it's
he wasn't
Hayden
in...
Hayden Christensen's birthday.
Ah, yeah. He's like 28.
Ugh.
Right?
You know, the hint I was going to give you, I probably should have given you, the Star Wars actor who performed with the most angst.
Oh, gosh, dude. Well, I don't know, man. Mark Hamill in A New Hope was pretty angsty. But I wanted to go to Tosche Station and get some power converters.
You're such
it was
a
like,
nerd.
Dude, like father, like son. They nailed it. They were whiny, and I wanted to smack them.
How old is Hayden Christensen?
32.
Mitch?
I said 28.
Oh, he's 32.
He is? I'm kind of mad that I guessed that one because I don't like him. But I'll take it. That's not true. I like him. Is it 1-0? What's the score, Mitch? Break it down.
I can't really remember.
Oh, it's 1-0.
All the names are blurring together.
Yes!
In my mind, I'm still up 3.
Oh! How could you? don't think he was in his 20s.
I don't know. I saw
really so old.
Last time I saw a picture of him, I was in 8th grade.
Wow.
Okay,
exactly.
I don't know who this next birthday is, but you guys might. From 100,000 Zombie Heads.
Nope.
I've never even heard of that.
I thought you'd get that.
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry to disappoint.
Waterboy.
Adam Sandler.
And 2.5 Men.
Well, it's not John Cryer.
No.
Because he just had a birthday.
Yeah, it's a chick.
It's... Oh.
Oh.
I have never seen a single episode of Two and a Half Men
it's
in my life.
Jennifer Taylor's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Jennifer Taylor.
I don't know. I was going through the movie lists that she was in. It was like, her early career, she played Hot Tub Girl.
Oh, gosh. The Girl Next Door.
And when was her early career, Steve? When about was she Hot Tub Girl?
Just guess.
37.
34.
41.
Oh, what the heck?
All right. Our next birthday, the youngest woman. No, I'm sorry. The third youngest woman at the time to win Wimbledon title.
Of course, because I watched
Venus
tennis.
Williams.
Serena Williams.
Now is Maria Sharapova.
Maria Sharapova. Obviously.
Of course.
As the third youngest, so she's got to be pretty young.
But we don't know how long ago she won that.
She's been around for a while. 31.
Go ahead.
You just gave me a hint. And now I don't know whether or not I'm guessing too high or too low.
Oh, come on, just guess.
Gosh.
You can do
you're
it.
You're rushing me. 36.
She's 26.
She's 26?
Yeah.
And how old was she when she won that?
I don't know.
She was 14? Pretty young.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. The next birthday here. Okay. From Amadeus.
Amadeus. I like their pizza. Oh, wait, that's Amadeus.
Pretty much from every movie that found its way to TV as a series. I was looking at that. I was like, really?
Kevin Costner?
Okay, give me more Star Wars, Steve-O.
Oh, okay, I can give you more Star Wars. Okay. Oh, no, stand by. Boom!
Star Wars, The Clone Wars.
Okay.
Which one is that?
That's the cartoon. That doesn't help me at all.
Okay, then nix it.
Okay.
From Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Tim Curry?
Tim Curry's birthday.
Tim Curry's in Star Wars The Clone Wars? I'll watch that.
He's Senator Palpatine, I think.
He is?
I think so.
That's amazing. I love Tim Curry. He was in Legend. Tim Curry?
Can you play all this song?
He played the big, like, scary horned red guy that looks like the devil. That's Tim Curry. Little Tim Curry. He was in Clue.
Yeah.
Wow.
So how old? He was in Hunt for Red October.
He was?
Yeah.
I only saw it once.
Yeah, he was kind of a snively little guy.
Tim Curry's got to be getting up there, man. That guy, I feel like, has been around forever.
I'm thinking 60s.
Okay, I can't believe we're playing this. 62.
I was going to guess 63.
67.
Oh!
Yeah, so you're right. Jim's kind of getting up in age.
He is. That's amazing.
So,
is it still 1-0?
Yeah.
I think so.
Survey says.
Ding.
Yes.
All right. Well, I don't know how to not give this away from 127 hours.
James Franco. Because he's the only one, right?
Yeah. Okay, what if I would have said Oz the Great and Powerful, then what?
James
I would
have said Franco Mila or Mila Kunis. Kunis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Or, of course, I wasn't going to say anything about Spider-Man because Steve would have got that right.
No, I wouldn't. No, I probably would have guessed Tobey Maguire. Well, actually, if you had said Spider-Man, I would have...
Did you like him
I
as
I would have said James
Harry?
Garfield. Eh.
Yeah. You know, I did, but all the movies that he's been coming out with recently are really weird. Like, I think he's just a really weird guy.
How old's James Franco?
He is 33.
He's 35.
He's 35.
Yes! Good. Woo! He is 35!
I'm so angry.
Hold on, let me just turn this music up. Yep, a little gloating there. Sorry. Okay.
Alrighty. Mm-hmm.
What's the score?
Two nothing.
From Yumi and Dupree.
Oh,
what?
I don't know. I never saw it.
Raising Helen.
No.
She's played Cassandra Julie on Glee several times.
I've never seen a single episode of Glee.
I thought maybe Mitch went and got that.
I don't know who it is, but I've seen
Almost Famous.
Nope.
Almost Famous. The only person I can think of is, I can't even think of her name. So, never mind.
Her mom is Goldie Hawn.
Yeah! That's who I'm thinking of!
Kate Hudson!
Nice!
I'm like, she was in...
She was on Glee?
She was in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
She was, and that movie was fantastic.
I cried.
Wow.
I cried.
That's right.
You just said that.
I really did. I'll say it again. That movie... fantastic.
My husband is in love with her.
It again. That's weird.
Okay, how old's Kate Hudson?
Oh, 32. I don't, she, no, no, no. 36.
She's neither.
Oh!
She's 34.
She's 34!
Dang it. She's the same age as you.
On to inanimate objects.
All right.
No, so that means birthdays are over.
Oh, back on this day in 1987.
The Simpsons.
Wow.
They made their television debut.
Tracy Ullman Show.
On the Tracy Ullman Show.
Boom!
Yeah, it was a short good night segment on the Tracy Ullman Show.
Okay.
And that's birthdays. I do have a fun joke Friday.
Ooh.
I'll accept it.
Do you want to hear a fun joke Friday?
Yes.
Okay, so a monastery decided to start a fish and chips store. So when the store opened, a client comes in and asks one of the clerics, "Are you the fish fryer?"
Oh, no.
Oh, no, the cleric answers.
It's not.
I'm the chipmunk.
And Steve Ryan.
And he's gone.
Steve Ryan. We got to take a quick break. It's Fun Joke Friday. You can get your jokes in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And coming right back, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico will be joining us. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Tall Heart. Song called Fever. Static Radio. Good morning.
Happy 7 o'clock hour.
It is Friday. It is finally here. I couldn't be happier.
Me either.
And joining us in studio just like he does every Friday because he'd never leave. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico.
Ding.
Good morning. Thanks.
I'm glad you're here.
Me too.
Because I've been talking about you being here on Friday all week.
That's so funny because I was almost not going to be here.
Because you told us
last Friday. I told you last week.
You weren't going to be here.
Out of town.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So, but you've been out and about this great state.
Yeah.
Rocking it.
Yeah, actually, the Baptist Convention of New Mexico has entered a partnership with a ministry called Watchman Fellowship.
Ooh.
Yeah, doesn't that sound impressive?
Sounds scary.
And Watchman Fellowship is
Rorschach.
I feel like we've written a book about that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a comic book.
This guy's name is James Walker. He's the president of that ministry. And they are an interfaith kind of apologetics ministry. I love them. Okay. Oh, that's a great bed right there. That's awesome.
Well, you said Walker.
Yeah.
And I thought of The Walking Dead.
There you go.
That's Walker, where my Texas mind Ranger. Goes to.
That's right.
Really? You thought of Walker, Texas Ranger?
Chuck Norris,
oh, my
what?
Gosh. Oh, man. That's right. There's Chuck Norris. We should do a whole Fun Joke Friday on Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
It could happen.
He's pretty great.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
You can totally.
That's what I love about the morning show. We're so random.
I didn't take my medication today, obviously. I'm just kidding.
Yes. Everyone knows
I probably
that's
could.
True.
If I had grown up in this generation, I'm willing to bet I would have been on some form of meds for like ADD or something. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And it's then you'd even be more messed up.
True. Yeah. True story.
So, it's anyway.
So you were with this dude, Walker, Texas
Ranger. Yeah, James Walker. No relation to Walker, Texas
Ranger. He started
Ranger.
The Watchmen. It's a group of superheroes.
Yes.
Go around. And so you were with them this week.
Right. And so we were fighting crime.
Right.
And
this great
truth,
state.
Justice, and the American way.
There you go.
Exactly.
Perfect.
And the New Mexican way.
Yes, exactly.
Green chili.
Yep, pretty much.
He's been traveling all over the state the month of April. And we'll continue through April. We're taking him to different parts of the state and different one of our churches or some of our churches are hosting him in those areas, And he is a former Mormon, and so he gives his testimony, and he is...
They're called Formans.
I guess so.
Oh, my gosh. Like former, from that 70s show?
Former Mormon.
Did you just make that up?
Well, yeah, it's really hard to say. Say former Mormon five times fast.
No, I can't.
Right? So you just call him
That's
Formans.
Just more fun to say. Former Mormon.
Good job.
That was fun.
Awesome. Just call him Formans.
That'd be a great choral warm-up, wouldn't it?
Butta-gutta-butta-gutta.
Yeah, we used to do cinnamon aluminum.
I'm so sorry!
Okay. Many mumbling mice.
See, your randomness could come back and bite you sometimes.
So you were saying...
So I was saying, he gives his testimony and also helps folks. We get a lot of questions about how can I share my faith with other people, Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, all kinds of, and, you know, obviously people who don't know, don't have any church background at all. And so one of the things we're trying to do through the convention is to equip people on how to, because... a lot of our people know folks that are involved in LDS that attend LDS places of worship, and I hesitate to say church, but we won't get into that right
That's
now.
That's okay.
Anyway, so he is really good at, he knows all the stuff. He was a fourth generation Mormon. And so he was really into it. And so he explains some things about the background to help people understand where they're coming from. And then gives them some skills. Like one of the things we're going to do a follow-up training that if you've got 10 minutes with a Mormon, what can you say in 10 minutes to try to help them along to figure out the difference between what is referred to as the Mormon gospel and the true gospel.
Right.
And so it's been a great, great thing. I was with him just this week, and part of it was I was going to not be able to travel home until this morning, but I was able to work it out where I could travel home yesterday afternoon, so that's why I could be here this morning.
Dude, and we're called to be prepared to give an account
In
season and out, because you never know when that doorbell's going to ring, I'm the guy who loves to answer those doorbells. Yeah. Man, I love it. Hey, man! Yeah. Unfortunately, they don't come around.
Right.
But I got a new address.
Yeah, you got like a big X.
Yeah. I got a new address, so they don't know this house yet.
So he's going to be in Hobbs today, and he's going to be in Portales tomorrow, and he's going to be in Tucumcari after that. And I'm not sure what the rest of his schedule is beyond that. So it's been
cool.
Really, really cool to take him around
that
the state.
Awesome.
Plus, he's a great guy. So, you know, I mean, we had hours in the car together.
Right.
So, you know, the range of our conversation was all kinds of things. I found out he was he's a former motocross
racer. No way.
Yeah, dude, he has some great stories about motocross and... And I was like, well, I run. I don't know anything else.
Speaking of running, yesterday my husband called me. He's like, hey, can I buy some running shoes? They're on sale. And he bought running shoes. And I don't think he's ran in like 10 years.
Is he going to start?
He did the mud run.
He also fell and got a concussion.
Right.
So
maybe.
I was trying not to laugh.
We're not laughing at his pain. We're just laughing that he fell. sorry he got hurt, right?
Yeah, we definitely are.
Yeah.
So I woke him up this morning. I'm like, hey, you going to take me to work? Because we have one car.
Oh, yeah.
We both work at the same campus, so it's super easy for us.
Yeah.
But he's like, no, I'm going to run to work today.
Really?
That's
like
awesome.
How far is it?
That's not that
it's
far.
It's like 2 miles.
He
hasn't run at all in how long?
Maybe.
Like 10 years. It's been a while.
But he's young.
It's not that far.
He's young, right?
I don't have like any asthma things for him. Like, what if,
does he have
I don't
asthma?
Know what
That's
to
a funny
do.
Thing, though. Here's
I'm
a funny
freaking
thing.
Out.
He's probably going to get halfway here and call somebody. Because here's what happened to me. Because I was like, you know what? I used to run. I was in military school. We had to run every day, bro. So I'm going to do this. And I remember thinking, you know, there's that McDonald's down the street, that doesn't seem so far away. You know, it was about 3 miles. But in a car, it takes you like
two
minutes.
Right.
2 minutes in a car. It's like 2 minutes away in a car. So, you know what? I got this. I think I made it about halfway there, and then I just kind of sat down because it was like, well, crap. Because either I have to go all the way there,
because
I'm at the halfway point. I'm exhausted. So if I turn around and
it's
go home,
thing.
It'd be the same as if I actually made it there. So do I want to, like, give up and, you know what? I'm going to go home.
Okay. Yeah. You know what?
Good call.
And I went home.
I took up running for about 2 weeks, about a year and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
And... I guess this is normal, but I was running and it felt like my legs were on fire.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Like, well, no.
It's called using your muscles.
No, no. It turns out.
I know you don't use those regularly.
Right, exactly.
You're sitting down doing radio for 4 hours. And then you go into your office and
I sit down
in front of a computer for four
more. There's swivel chairs.
Yeah.
There you go. We're working those.
The abs.
Yeah. Wow.
So they were burning. They felt like they're on fire and they itched. And I'm like, what's going on? I looked it up. There are these like, I can't even say what they are. There's some sort of veins and they collapse if you're not in shape.
What?
And yeah. And they will not collapse because they can't breathe or something.
Right.
And so they collapse and then you have that effect of your legs are on fire and they itch and you have to scratch them and then you get scabs because you're scratching your legs so much.
This sounds like a bad sci-fi movie.
It was terrible. And yeah. So they're like, if you keep running and get in shape, it'll stop.
Yeah.
I just stopped running.
You know, like part of the problem is people who, if you haven't run for a long time, they forget that you can't just go out and like do a partial sprint.
You're right.
That you have to kind of start out slow and get back into it. In fact, some people don't even realize really to get in shape to run, you need to walk a little bit.
Yeah, see, I was just about to say, I don't even like walking.
Yeah, yeah.
Walking is awkward.
You think you can just go out and start getting run to get in shape, but you have to actually get in shape to really start. If you're going to get serious about running, then you need to kind of work up to it. Do a little walk run. Walk for a little bit, run for a little bit, walk for a little bit. That's how I started.
Call Kelly.
And now I'm doing a half marathon tomorrow.
Tell him to have Jesse drop him off at like
Taco Bell.
Taco C. See it? Yeah. Taco C. And then he can get the rest of the way here.
Right.
Yeah.
But good for him for thinking about it.
Yeah.
I can give him some training tips if he wants.
Tell
him to call me.
You're the runner.
I'll give him some training tips. Yeah, running a half marathon tomorrow.
That's crazy.
It is. That is crazy.
505-338-3700. That's 13. Because isn't it like 26?
It's 26.2 for a full.
So then it'd be 13.1.
Right.
Ah, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. You need some partial credit for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Static.
Hey there. It's Fun Joke Friday, right?
It is.
No.
Not.
What? What?
What? What?
That was a joke.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
Fantastic.
All right, then. I have a joke for you.
Okay.
Okay, so two men waiting at the pearly gates strike up a conversation. How'd you die? The first man asks the second. I froze to death, said the second. That's awful, says the first man. How does it feel to freeze to death? Well, it's very uncomfortable at first, says the second man. You get the shakes, you get pain on your fingers and your toes, but eventually it's a very calm way to go. So it's very uncomfortable at first, said the second man. But it's a very calm way to go. Oh, hold on. That's what's happening. Sorry. Bear with me. It's the way my writing is, sir. Sorry. It's a long joke, but it's very well worth it.
Oh, well, okay, the second half of the joke's as good as the first.
Then he says eventually. He says eventually you get numb and kind of drift off, and it's as if you're sleeping. How about you? How did you die? And he says, well, I had a heart attack. And he says, oh, you see, I knew my wife was cheating on me, so one day I showed up at home unexpectedly. I ran to the bedroom, and I found her alone knitting. I ran down to the basement, but no one was hiding there either. Then I ran up to the second floor and to the attic, and just as I got there, I had a heart attack. And the second man says, ironic. He says, what do you mean? He says, the first man, he says, well, if you'd only stopped to look in the freezer, we'd both be still alive. Okay, well, it really got me. I thought it was the longest
joke in the entire world.
Thank you, Kelly Deb. Wow.
You know, for a clownfish, she's not very funny.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Time for traffic.
There is construction work on Osuna and Jefferson and on Sur 940, as well as more construction work. The right lane is closed, Louisiana, north at Central, and another right lane closed, Eubank South between Montgomery and Osuna. And that is your look at construction.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. It's Fun Joke Friday, and I know we've got plenty for you today. You got one?
I got one.
All right.
I got one. What's big, purple, and lies across the sea from us?
What?
Grape Britain.
Oh my gosh.
That was so bad.
Oh, no, it was good. How about this one? Are you tan from the sun? No, I'm John Smith from the earth.
Oh my gosh.
I'm here just today, folks. Wow. Aren't you thankful that it's not all week?
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico.
I have a joke, but it's more like this really happened. Jaden Smith, son of Will Smith.
Yeah.
Says Obama confirmed existence of aliens to him.
What?
Jaden Smith says he believes in aliens and has proof on a trip to the White House with his dad, Men in Black superstar Will, mother Jada, and sister Willow. He found himself in the president's situation room. Jaden said he talked to the President Obama about extraterrestrials. The president said he could neither confirm nor deny the existence of aliens, which to Jaden means they're real. If people think they're the only people that live in this universe, then something is wrong with them.
Wow.
Family is so interesting. Like, what happened to the Fresh Prince?
Yeah. That is most. He moved out of Philadelphia. That's what hurt.
Yeah. That's why his mom was worried about him and said he was going to.
She thought that was going to help him, but sending him to California didn't help at all.
Blank Page Empire. The song is called Solstice.
Hey.
Static Radio. Good morning.
Morning.
It's Friday. It's finally here, which means. Fun Joke Friday.
That's right.
If you call up with the joke, make sure it's funny.
Please.
Make sure you have it in order.
You can also, this is the best way, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can tell us your joke, and then if Mitch screws it up by reading it incorrectly, it's totally okay.
Yeah.
Because then she sounds dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Corey has one. He says, I have a spear. See, here I go.
There you go. You know what I'm saying?
I have a fear of speed bumps, but I am slowly getting over it.
Oh, hey.
Thanks, Corey.
Fun Joke Friday. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700.
Hey, what is... did I interrupt your thought?
No.
Oh, okay. What is the best way to catch a fish? Have someone throw it to you.
That makes sense.
Did you like that one?
Mm-hmm.
Steve,
so dumb.
What do you call people who don't fart in public?
What?
Private tutors.
Oh, man.
Static.
I have a joke for you guys.
I'd love to hear it.
Why do seagulls live at the sea?
Why?
Because if they live at the bay, they'd be called bagels.
Oh, man. That was, yes. Thank you.
Good job.
Static.
Good.
Hey, I got a joke for you.
All right.
All right, so there's two muffins in an oven, right?
Mm-hmm.
One muffin says to the other muffin, man, it's really hot in here. The other muffin says, oh, my God, a talking muffin.
Yes.
I love that
My
joke.
Daughter Stephanie loves that joke.
It's one of my favorite jokes, man.
There's also an English muffin version of that.
Really?
Right, where it's something like they're in an oven and one says... by Jove, is it hot in here? An English muffin.
Oh, man. Static.
Morning, guys. Did y'all hear about the hyena who ate a pot of gravy?
I didn't.
No.
Oh, no. He was a laughing stock. I'll tell you what.
Thank you. Oh, you're the best.
You guys win.
Oh, man. I love Ryan Woolley.
Me too.
That dude's amazing. Static.
Hey, how's it going this morning?
It is going well. How you doing?
Pretty good. So I got one.
Okay.
Want to hear it.
All right. So this black dude walks into a bar.
No.
The bartender says, hey, we don't serve colored people. The black guy looks at the bartender and says, son, when you're born, you're pink. When you're blue, or when you're cold, you're blue. When you're sick, you're green. And when you're dead, you're purple. When I'm born, I'm black. When I'm cold, I'm black. When I'm green, I'm black. And when I'm dead, I'm still black. So don't tell me about not serving colored people.
I don't know if that's supposed to be a joke.
That was the whole joke.
I think that's supposed to be like a... proving a point.
Like, was that a commentary on society?
I think so.
Okay, alright.
I think I read that when I was like in fifth grade. Like, oh, good point.
And by the way, Django Unchained did really... I'm just kidding. You can catch Lincoln and Django Unchained now on Blu-ray.
42's in the theater.
I want to see it so badly.
I do. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Number one movie in America.
I didn't know there's another movie that came out about another baseball movie. Kind of, it's called Home Run. I just heard it on my way here. I heard the thing you guys played.
Yep.
So I didn't know about that movie. I'm interested in it.
Yeah, I really want to see 42. Let's be honest.
I do. I really do.
Yo was out there in L.A. for the premiere.
Yeah.
Had a chance to interview Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah. I talked to him about that. He said, I just sat there and stared at him.
I would have lost. Yeah.
He said, I'm sure he was looking at me going, there's a creepy reporter on the front row.
Yeah.
Because he was right on the front row.
Yeah, right there. Just staring at Harrison Ford. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
What else can you do?
I know. I'd be dumbfounded. Like, mm-hmm. I'd raise my hand and said, yes. And my question would be, is it cool being Harrison Ford?
My question is, do you just wake up every day stoked that you're you?
Yes.
Like, do you realize that you're Indiana Jones and Han Solo?
Yes.
Have you really thought that through?
And Jack Ryan.
Dude.
Yes.
Yeah. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I agree. Harrison Ford is the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's pretty cool. Star Wars. He's pretty cool.
Okay. Anyway, okay, there's an old couple back in the Old West on the wagon train. Okay, they're really old, and they're just going along the wagon train, and the old man spots an old pack of mules. And he nudges his wife, and he says, is that your family over there? And she looks at him, and she says, no, that's my in-laws. Uh-oh. Are you there?
Yes.
My phone was beeping. Did you hear it?
Yeah. Kind of.
It almost sounded like you were editing yourself. Like the censors had popped in the middle of, this is a bad joke.
No. Okay, what did I miss? Because my phone was beeping.
Oh, man. Is this real life?
This really is fun.
This is real life.
No, it wasn't bad. Where did it stop?
No, my joke was good.
Oh, man. Okay.
Okay, where did it stop?
We heard Pack of Wild Wolves.
Ready? Okay, start over.
Okay, so they're on the wagon train. It's an old man and an old woman. back in the Old West, on the wagon train, he spots a big old pack of mules out there in the field. And he nudges his wife, and he looks at her and says, is that your family out there? And she looks at him and says, no, that's my in-laws.
I get it. His family. His family.
So glad we endured that twice.
That's much better without the beeping.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Wow, Static.
So glad we endured that twice. Hello.
Hello.
This is Alexander, and I have a joke for you.
Okay.
Oh, can't wait to hear it.
It's called the horse joke. I heard it from a friend, and here it goes. All right, so a man wants to ride a horse. So he goes out to some friends, and he rides a horse. But the horse owner says, this is a special horse. This horse will, instead of saying yippee, yip, yip to make it go, you say praise the Lord, and to make it stop, you say amen. And so he bought the horse, and then the next day he's riding out on the fields, and he's riding too fast. And then he sees a cliff up at the end of a ravine, and he's like, oh no, I forgot what the man said, how to stop. And he starts praying a prayer, and what happens is he says amen, and the horse stops right on the end. He's so happy, he says, praise the Lord.
See what happened?
Yeah,
see,
he goes over the cliff.
Then the horse.
Yeah, then he goes over the cliff. So he died anyway.
Man. So it's Fun Joke Friday.
People are just thinking it's Joke Friday.
505-338-3700 is the phone number, or facebook.com/mystaticradio. If you'd like to get a joke in, we got to take a quick break. But coming back, more of your jokes, if we can call them that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have some jokes.
All right. I've got a couple.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Future of Forestry. Come alive.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. Oh, fantastic.
Hey, did you see the movie about the hot dog?
Oh, I didn't.
It was an Oscar wiener.
Oh, man. Why? Oh, it wasn't cute.
It's okay.
It's Fun Joke Friday. You can get your jokes in right now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Friday's finally here. All right, you ready for some more jokes?
Oh, I think so.
Static.
Hello, my name is Asher Dixon. I have a joke for you.
Okay. I would love to hear your joke.
Patient. Doctor, doctor, people keep ignoring me. Doctor, and the doctor says, next.
That was really good.
That was a good joke.
How old are you?
Six.
You are amazing.
Yeah, you really
Thank
are.
Thank you. Incredible phone call. Thank you so much.
Great joke, Asher.
There you go. That was awesome.
That was good.
Doctor, doctor.
People keep ignoring me. I have a joke. Doctor, patience. Amazing. Static.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey! It's like fun kid joke hour. I love it. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah? You excited it's Friday?
Yep.
Yeah, me too.
I've been waiting for this day.
Of course, we have Little League again tonight, but yeah.
Hey, how are you liking Little League?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You had a great game on Wednesday.
Nice.
You did. All right, you got a joke for me?
Yeah.
I want to hear it.
Why did the famous baseball player go to jail?
Why?
He tried to steal the base.
That was good.
He made that one up himself in Little League.
That's good.
He couldn't wait to tell that one.
Yeah. it's a good one.
He stole third base, actually. No joke. Stole third.
And then
was like, hey, I got a joke. Yeah. It was amazing. You're rad, son. I loved it. Does Luke have a joke?
Yep.
Of course he does.
He does.
All right.
That he does.
I'm going to hear it complete now.
Okay. Hello.
What's your mommy's favorite music?
What is mommy's favorite music?
No, mommy.
Oh, mummies. Oh, my bad. What is a mummy's favorite music?
Rap dance.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. It's my son. He's seven. I love you, Luke.
That was amazing.
Are you ready for your game tonight?
Yep.
You excited?
Yep.
He hit a ball last night all the way to the outfield.
What? Wow.
Yeah, 7 years old.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Good
that's
job.
Right. He could have stretched it into a double, but the outfielder actually got it into second pretty quickly, but he did move the runner from first to third. So.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard you hate being a catcher.
He actually played he was catcher again yesterday.
Ooh.
What's your favorite position, Luke?
First.
Yeah.
First.
Dude, he scoops him up a lot.
That's really
yeah.
good. That's
dude,
awesome.
He's good. Love you, buddy.
Love you too, Daddy.
Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye. Oh, my God.
I love hearing little voices say mommy and daddy.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Like, whenever they say, when your son's called and they say, love you too, daddy, that just melts
or,
my
hey,
heart.
Daddy.
We
yeah,
mentioned
hey, daddy.
This, we mentioned this yesterday, yeah. actually, because Jack, he's nine, he actually called Chrissy mom at one point, and I was like, whoa, because it was like, he always says mommy and daddy. And it was like, why all of a sudden mom? He said, well, I guess I'm just getting too old to call you mommy. And she...
she didn't like that. Yeah.
It was like, you're never too old.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, what's funny is my a daughter, you know, my daughters still call me daddy.
Yeah.
You know, the older ones are in their 20s, and they still call me daddy. That still kind of works. But my Ryan calls me padre.
He's
been calling me padre since like he was in middle school or something.
So here's a good question for you, because you're wiser, you're older, you're more mature, and you've been through this.
I am older. I don't know about more mature.
I'm super huggy, touchy feely.
Yeah.
I kiss my sons.
Yeah.
I love my sons. Okay. I always hold their hand when we're walking anywhere. I don't care if it's across, it doesn't have to be across the street. It's just we're walking.
Right.
Holding their hands.
Right.
But now we're in Little League.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Little League parking lot, cars, you know, kind of scary. But they're like, you know, it's Little League, you know, and they're getting ready for a game.
Right.
And we're getting ready to walk across the street yesterday. And I'm looking around. There's like teammates and stuff. And so I said, stay close.
Yeah.
And they like clung to me. But Luke actually even like put his hand up to hold my hand. And I was like, do I hold their hand in front of the teammates?
Yeah.
Because it's Little League. What do I do, Dad?
Well, that's a very good question. That's a very good question.
You know?
And I'm gonna try to impart some wisdom.
Okay.
Here's what I would say.
Let's hear it.
If Luke,
yeah,
who's 7,
yeah, who weighs more than Jack, who's 9,
which is funny,
who's beefy, he's got a good,
but he's still in that age, mm-hmm, where it probably wouldn't bother him at all.
No, it doesn't bother
so
Jack,
and that's why he reached up.
Yeah,
and I would say for Jack, in Jack's case, if Jack reaches up to hold your hand, then hold it.
You grab onto it.
But to give him some space and as he's kind of reaching that age where then you let him be the one to initiate it.
Okay.
So that way, it because if you initiate it and he doesn't want it, then that creates a little,
I'm just trying to make sure I keep the boundaries. Like Wednesday, Jack steps up to bat and it's like, Jack Gino, woo!
That's right.
I'm like yelling, I'm excited, and Grandpa's there, right? Chrissy's dad is there, whom I call Dad.
Yeah.
I still call him Dad.
Yeah.
And he goes, "All right, darling."
Yeah. Oh.
And I said, "Grandpa,
it's baseball."
I said,
"There's no darling in baseball."
I'm telling you, because the stands went. It was like, well, everybody's excited. Yeah. All right, darling. Whoa.
Yeah.
Papa. Hey, listen, man. It's baseball. And I seriously said this to him. You cannot yell out darling when he's at the plate.
Right.
All right? You can call him little man. You can call him Cracker Jack. You can call him good nicknames.
Yeah.
Don't yell out darling. But he's my darling. Yeah. You know? And I'm like, no.
You can even
in Little League.
You can even give him an attaboy. But don't.
Yes.
They need a sign on the fence. You know, they have those signs. No gum in the stands. No sunflower seeds. Or especially in the dugouts. They don't want sunflower seeds. All the little leagues I've been in the city have those signs. They need to have one that says, no darling.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's no
darling.
There's no darling in baseball.
Yeah.
Unless it's a girls team.
I said kiddo.
Yeah.
No kiddo.
Yeah.
All right, kiddo. Whoa. Yeah. No. You're Little League now.
Gotta learn. I think we need to come up with a lexicon.
Yeah.
For baseball.
For baseball terminology
and to
what you
not
yell
embarrass
out.
Their child.
Yes. Cracker Jack is usually what I'll go with because it's
Let's
you know,
go, little angel.
Yeah.
Hit a homer.
Oh no, mom. Come on. And so you got to make sure you yell out the
proper. Now when they get to the big leagues, you can yell anything they want
because
they make enough money. It doesn't
That's
matter.
Baby.
Yeah, in fact, some of the
darling.
opposing fans have lots of things that they yell at the players when they come up, and it's usually not darling.
Yeah, I'm sure Chrissy could yell out baby. Come on, baby!
Yeah, and that'd be fine. Great. That's right. Because
when they're in the bigs.
When you make a multi-million-dollar contract.
Yeah.
Multi-million-dollar.
You definitely want to say that's my baby.
That's exactly right. I want everybody to know.
Everyone needs to know.
That one belongs to me.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes,
so,
sir.
Yeah, I'm still learning.
Good. Well, that's good.
There you go.
That's good. And I think if he initiates it, then go ahead.
There you go.
Cause he'll and that'll change a little bit as he gets as much as he wants to do it at home, when there'll come a time when he says, "Drop me off around the corner, Dad."
No,
you can't pull up in front.
I'm
just teasing. Some kids never have a problem. With their parents in public. My kids never had an issue with. Now Ryan did this thing where when he was in middle school, he didn't want Brenda to kiss him goodbye in front of his friends. But he anywhere else, she could kiss him goodbye.
Yeah.
I know, kiss him on the cheek or forehead or whatever.
Yeah. And I kissed Jack on the forehead. At Little League games.
Yeah.
Because normally I full on.
When I see my dad,
kisses,
when I go see my dad and I give each other a kiss on the cheek.
There you
when
go.
We hug. And I started that years ago. I heard a friend of mine tell a story about he tried to do it with his dad, and his dad was like, "Whoa!" So he just kept wearing him down, and finally now they do it all the time, and that's kind of what I did too. I just kissed my dad on the cheek one time, and kind of freaked him out.
Yeah,
it's like, well, you're my dad. I love you. I want to kiss you on the cheek. I suddenly felt, you know, part of the mafia.
Then you guys went and watched Godfather.
That's
like,
right.
Hey,
yeah.
All right,
yeah.
We're good. Right, we're good.
Yeah,
watch some Rocky after that. You're like, hey, Dad, I love you.
Yeah. Let's go get some pizza. Let's go get a pie.
Yeah.
Deep dish.
You know what? I don't ever want that machismo to take over with my kids.
No,
They can hold my hand till they're 50, 60, 70. I don't care.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. So,
This morning,
I just want to be a good dad.
This morning when I left, Riley was my youngest son, who's 10. He gave me a big hug and said, "I'll see you on the radio, Dad."
Yay!
Because he likes to listen. I was like, "That's funny. See you on the radio."
Aww,
see you getting
what a
heart.
Clever little boy.
Kids, dude.
So cute.
Here's the best part. Yes, we'll get back to fun jokes.
Yeah, no problem.
No,
I promise.
I'm
but I love this conversation. 505-338-3700, parents. I'll tell you what. parenting and having children as somebody who grew up without a father. You know, my dad passed away when I was 6 years old, so I didn't have that. So on the flip side, having that now and understanding that God, our Father in heaven, this is how he looks upon us. This is how he loves us. This is that love really grew my idea of who God was. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Of who he is, the character of God.
Yeah.
Because there is nothing I wouldn't do for my children.
Right.
You know what I mean? I would, man. And so to have that, you know, it really grew my understanding of the characteristics. And he's a perfect father, you know,
right.
Because I still screw up.
Yeah.
I still, you know, there are times where it's like when you're tired, you know, and they're not necessarily being rebellious, but they're being boys and running
right.
around and being crazy. And you're like, hey, I'm sorry. Could you just shut up for 5 seconds?
That's right.
I've never really done that, but
yeah.
I've wanted to many a times. But it's amazing because God, he's perfect, obviously. And so to see the character of God as our Father, I could never grasp it. And so now having children, dude, it just kind of flipped me upside down.
It does. So, it does help to give you a better understanding of the relationship that we have with God as Father.
Right.
When you become a parent.
Yeah.
And obviously, it's a small comparison.
Right.
Because his fatherness is so much huger and greater than our earthly fatherness can ever be. But it's also, you know, the model that he is, we try to emulate as we are fathers to our children.
In all areas, including, I think of the area of discipline immediately.
Yeah.
You know, how do I want God to discipline me? You know what I mean? Do I want him to fly off the handle every time I do something stupid and smack me? Or do I want him to go, hey, son, check this out.
Yeah.
Here's what my word says.
Right.
Follow me.
Yeah, if God flew off the handle after every time I did something stupid, he'd never be on the handle. That's just the way.
That's a good point.
That's the way. That's kind of how I roll.
Oh, man. 505-338-3700. Static!
Morning, guys. How
Morning.
You doing?
Doing well, man. How you doing?
Good. So I've got a story that lines up with your son's grandfather saying darling.
Oh, all right. Let's hear it.
Okay, so I have kids, but I was playing softball, and we were in a nice close game, and there was a guy on third, and I was the batter to bring him in.
Oh, yes. It's what everybody
crowd
dreams
is nice
of.
And quiet. Everybody's waiting for that first pitch. My wife's sitting on the stand, and all you hear is, let's go, Pookie.
Oh, my God.
And now, after that, I have a whole dugout chanting Pookie for me, which is the most embarrassing thing.
Yeah.
Oh, Pookie.
So the only redemption I had is a quick prayer and the power to hit a home run.
Yeah.
That's
right, Pookie.
Otherwise, my next year's T-shirt would have Pookie on the back.
Yeah, dude, for real.
You know,
we do need an etiquette book out.
That's right. If that would have been me,
you too, man.
If that would have been me, and they called me Pookie, I'd have ground out to the pitcher because I would have been so freaked out. It'd be like Pookie.
Pookie.
That's a funny story.
That's a good one.
That's a great story.
Static,
dude. All right, check this out. I coach my boys' little league team. I've been coaching it for like. This is going to be the third year.
All right.
And both my boys are 8 years old. And there's nothing worse for these little guys, man, than when you have, like, the mom in the stands screaming, I mean, God forbid, Pookie, but holy cow. But it's like, you know, the coaches, you know, we got to, you know, they're boys. They want to feel like they're, you know, tough guys, you know. So that, I mean, dude, coaches need to have, like, a rule when they talk to the parents, say, you know what, hey, no calling them sweetie pie.
Right. You can do it, sweetheart. Come on, baby.
Yeah.
It's my
like,
boy.
No, baby, nothing. Oh, my God. So when we're out there, I'm always, you know, the kids go up to bat and I whack them in the head. You know, they got to help. Whack them in the head. I'm like, I tell them, you know, because I got a bunch of tattoos just like you, Steve. I tell them, I'm like, go out there and tattoo that ball.
There you go.
I'm like, what?
Yes.
I'm like, be a tough guy. So, but then I was thinking about what you're talking about, man. I just want to kind of throw this in there. You know, being a dad of four kids, you know, the Bible, you know, scripture talks about, you know, us being evil who give, you know, gifts that we think are good, you know, how much better are the gifts of our Father in heaven who gives, you know, the perfect gifts.
Right.
You know, and when we're parents, you know, that's one of the things that my father did for me that really stuck out was his consistency of love. You know, and when I grew up, you know, I kind of walked away for a little while, but, you know, I came back to the Lord and my relationship with my father now is so amazing. Like, I can give my dad a hug and give him a kiss on the lips, and I don't care. I'm a 31-year-old
right.
man.
Yeah.
And I saw that consistency of loving my father, and that's what we need to give as parents to our kids.
Absolutely.
Dude, can I just, like, clap and stand up and say thank you?
Yeah.
Especially, you know, Jax, I immediately, when you said being a coach, Jax coaches... Coach Mike and Coach Jeff are two of the greatest dudes I know. They love the Lord, and it takes a special individual to be a role model, a mentor, and so kudos to you for coaching these kids and leading them, because it's a hefty responsibility, and it takes a real man to be able to do something like that.
Right.
So, right on to you.
Yeah, man.
So, thanks for the words.
I appreciate it, guys. You guys have a good day.
You too. Love you, bro.
Oh, hey, also, big wreck on I-25.
Oh, man. All right. Big wreck on I-25. Let's take care of that real quick. We got traffic for you, especially now that there's an update.
There is a big wreck on I-25.
Three lanes
are blocked. Comanche exit 227B. So
I-25 south, be careful.
Seriously, it's crazy over there. There's also traffic lights are not working properly. Caution Rio Grande north at Alameda, and then your usual construction on Uncertain I-40 and Osuna and Jefferson, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. It is Fun Joke Friday. I know you've been staring at your book.
I got one.
You're raring to go.
I got
You're
one.
Ready. You got it. What do you got?
This book is called Funny Jokes and Foxy Riddles.
All right.
And it's an old book.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And so are the jokes. But here's one. I found one that I think you might like.
Okay.
An airplane and a helicopter were going fishing. I'll get the fishing poles. You get the bait, says the airplane. The helicopter says, why do I have to get the bait? The airplane says, everybody knows the whirly bird gets the worm.
Oh no.
There's this family, this couple, they go to the jungle to do this safari.
Okay.
And they take their, he takes his mother-in-law along.
So okay.
It's a family trip, so it's the wife, husband, wife, and the mother-in-law. They're in this compound when they go out and they look in the safari and they look at all the animals and then they spend the night in the compound. Well, they wake up one morning and or in the middle of the night, they realize the mother-in-law is missing. And so they do this search party and they're going outside of the compound. They're looking out in the jungle and they're looking everywhere and suddenly find her in this clearing face to face, 20 yards or so with a lion. And the mother-in-law and the lion are staring face to face, eye to eye.
Yeah.
And the wife pokes her husband and says, do something and help my mother. And the guy says, the lion got himself into this situation. He can get himself out.
Oh, my gosh.
That's for mother-in-laws everywhere.
Oh, beautiful. It's wonderful.
Beautiful. Only 'cause I love it.
Only because I know I can get away with it.
Static.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Morning.
You guys have had some real doozies this morning.
We really have.
Okay, have you ever thought about a call screener?
Yeah.
We have. MyStaticRadio.com for donations.
Yeah.
Towards
that. Well, maybe Creepy Caleb could be a call screener.
Boom, yeah. There you go.
Half of your phone call.
He's
coming Monday.
He's coming Monday.
I love it.
Okay. Well, I've got a couple for you.
Okay.
Okay, I'm afraid, but
I am
for
too.
It.
And, you know, come
the
next
first
week.
One, this first one is safe.
Good.
Okay. So, I don't like tacos. Said no Juan ever. Okay, this next one, you don't need to jump or anything. Just trust me. You can trust me, okay?
Oh, okay. Because you've been so you have a
totally.
Great
Totally. So
reputation.
Reputable with jokes.
Okay.
If you say Helen Keller, I'm hanging up.
Okay, what did the shoes say to the pants?
What?
What's up, Richard?
Yes.
TJ, I love you. Incredible. Static.
Hey, you guys still doing jokes?
Absolutely.
Alrighty, so I got kind of a long one for you. Ready?
Alright,
okay.
Here we go.
Okay. So there's this really, really tall building in New York, right? So there's this guy sitting in there drinking at the bar on the top of this building. He jumps out the window, and by some miracle, he comes right back up into the window, right?
Okay.
So another guy comes up to him. He's like, hey, man, how you doing it? And he says, hey, man, there's this crazy current in the wind. So if you jump out that window, it's going to bring you right back up. So it's like, all right, I got to try this. So he goes out, and he jumps out the window, goes smack right on the ground, and just dies.
Oh, no. Now,
the bartender said to the guy that was originally jumping out the window, he says, Superman, you're evil when you're drunk.
Superman would never do that.
Superman.
Oh, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Like that had the music ready and everything.
You did. You knew the end of the joke.
I did. I've heard that one before.
Oh, that was so sad.
Sam Swan, one more before we get back into music?
Yeah. I was trying to find a really good one, but I couldn't, so I'll just do this one, okay?
Hey. We'll accept it.
What did one ghost say to the other?
I can see right through you.
Oh, no, that's a good guess.
That's a really good one.
I like that.
Yeah.
Do you believe in people?
Oh, man.
Okay, maybe that wasn't it. How about this? Okay, one more.
That's how you want
to... What did ghosts eat for dinner?
Booberries.
Oh, close.
Blueberry muffins.
Spaghetti.
Oh.
Yeah. I like blueberry muffins.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, I have one. Actually,
okay, never mind. I don't have any more.
Let's make his jokes better.
Okay, well, this one's from Katrina.
Okay.
Okay, Adam tells God, Eve is so beautiful, such a hard worker, loving and caring, but God, why did you make her so stupid? God says, so she will love you, Adam.
Oh, man.
Only half of our crowd liked that one.
Yeah. It's Fun Joke Friday. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
There you go. That'd be some Churchill. Song's called Change. I just bit my lip.
Nothing's going to change. You're going to keep getting canker sores if you keep doing that.
Ah! Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you.
Morning.
Happy Friday.
Hey!
I can't believe I just did that.
It's more funny to me, actually.
Oh, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico joining us.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Where's your mic? Oh.
Right.
You hit a button. There, now I can say hello.
I did. Because it's your mic is set up with our sister station as well.
Right.
And actually, we have an update to share with you guys. We'll get to that here in just a minute. It's Fun Joke Friday. You can get your jokes in Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Was that my cue to read some?
Well, do you have anything worthwhile?
Possibly. Matthews. Okay, I'm going to read Matthews because he posted a comment. There was a priest, pastor, and a rabbi. One day, the three ministers realized that they work on the same block, so they decided to buy a car and carpool to work every day. One day, the priest came out and saw Pastor laying his hands on the car, so the priest waited till he was done, then asked the pastor, what were you doing just there? And the pastor said, I was devoting this car to the Lord's holy work. The priest then said, that was a great idea. So the priest went into, I didn't realize it was this long. So the priest went into his cathedral and got some holy water. Just about that time, the rabbi comes out and sees the priest sprinkling the holy water on the car. So the rabbi waited patiently and asked the priest, what were you doing just there? The priest said, I was consecrating the car for the Lord's holy work. And the rabbi said, oy vey, what an amazing idea. So the rabbi went over to a synagogue, grabbed his hacksaw, and came back and cut off an inch of the tail.
Oh, my God.
Why, Matthew?
No need to explain, Matthew. We got it.
Oh, that's
a great joke.
That is.
Thank you. Thank you.
Really
all right. You can get your jokes in Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Fun Joke Friday.
You made me read that out loud.
Yeah. Good job, you. Did you say I just made you?
I said he did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. I'm keeping that one in my back pocket. I'll remember it.
That is a good one.
There you go. So, anyways, it is just before 9 o'clock, and I don't know how long you get to hang out with us. You going to be?
I can hang out. I can hang out till 9 o'clock.
Nice. Yeah,
a little bit longer.
I wanted to get an update in. We actually got word of an update on the Boston Marathon. In fact, SRN News coming to us, actually, with this update. So I thought we'd kick it out there so that we could, just hear what's going on in Boston / with the update. Because last night on the news, did you guys see the two suspects?
Yeah, I saw the two suspects.
Can I just say?
How did they catch that? That took some work. That took
person
detail.
Of interest apparently is real.
Yeah,
all right?
No, I was like, how did they
I don't think
that?
These shows are funny anymore because it's real and it's scary. It's amazing technology, the way that they were able to decipher video evidence and then go, hey, these two guys. Well, we have an update courtesy of SRN News. Here it is.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew. We in Washington. Authorities in the Boston area now looking for 19-year-old Jokar Sadnaev, one of the suspects in the Boston Marathon bombing. According to Associated Press sources, he was originally from the Russian region near Chechnya, but has been living in the Boston suburb of Cambridge. SRN News military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says that the bombing in Boston is consistent with the methods of radicals in Chechnya.
Oh, yes. They have targeted certainly Russian innocents there in Moscow subway, certainly in other facilities where they could wreak havoc, create fear, which is what terrorists do.
Meanwhile, his brother, who was a second suspect in Monday's bombing, was killed overnight in a shootout with police. A campus police officer was killed on the campus of MIT, and later a transit police officer also injured. Transit Police Chief Paul McMillan identified the officer.
His name is Richard H. Donahue, Jr. That's D-O-N-O-H-U-E. He's 33 years of age, and he's been a transit police officer for 3 years, and he's currently at Mount Auburn Hospital.
Meanwhile, as the manhunt continues, residents of the Boston suburb of Watertown and elsewhere throughout the region, including in Boston itself, now being told to remain indoors. Rescuers searched the smoking remnants of a Texas farm town yesterday for survivors from that thunderous fertilizer plant explosion. Trauma surgeon Dr. Danny Owen says he's been treating some of the patients.
We've seen what you expect from blast injuries, a lot of skin, soft tissue injuries, some small wounds, large wounds. Of course, the blast effects internally from severe lung contusions to intra-abdominal bruising, things like that.
It's still not clear exactly how many people were killed. More than 160 people were injured. This is SRN News.
Yeah.
There you go.
Update. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Russian? That was...
Yeah.
I don't know. I know I don't really know the business that well, but I was not expecting
the business?
Russian.
Yeah, I thought... Didn't he say Chechenian?
Yeah.
It's more of a Chechenian than he is. I don't understand. After the Iron Curtain broke, all those little countries came back from when they were under the Iron Curtain thing with the Russians. So I don't know exactly where they're from, but... I'm amazed at how quickly, like you were saying before, how quickly they found these guys.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. And you know what helped? You know what really helped? Is, a couple days after or at least the next day after, they're asking for anybody with photographs or video of the area. And I'm sure they had a whole team of people watching everything that was sent to them. And they found, because also when the fragments... Of the bomb, they find every little piece, even though it's exploded. You think it's disintegrated, but it's not. There's little pieces, and they were able to determine the type of bomb that it was and what it was carried in and all that kind of stuff. And they just started looking for folks like that in the crowd, and they've spotted those guys.
The backpacks.
And then they identified them.
Out of who knows how many pieces of evidence
Obviously, there's a huge team of people, but... Man, kudos to those folks, the feds and the local authorities that are working out in Boston on trying to solve this, and basically found who the guys were.
Right,
and
it's incredible,
quite impressive.
I recently watched Zero Dark Thirty, and obviously that took about 10 years.
Yeah,
but it's unreal the diligence, the effort of every single person, whether it's law enforcement, as you said, the different government agencies, and how they were able to decipher everything. Because I was watching the news and they were saying they were flooded with video, photographs, and a lot of rabbit trails.
Right.
actually. And so.
Right. Well, because I remember one, they had, there was a guy up on the roof with a ball cap and all that kind of stuff and a hoodie. And they were, and that may have been one of the guys who was up there to kind of watch everything happen. Who knows all that? But they're so good at investigating. And what I'm impressed by, you know, a lot of times, at least in the movies and TVs, it's portrayed as this adversarial.
Right.
The locals don't like the feds, and the feds think the locals are local yokels and don't know what they're doing. But you could see, I watched one of the press conferences, and they had someone from ATF, they had someone from the FBI, they had someone from the Boston police, they had someone from, you know, the their county. I mean, it was amazing to see how all of them are saying, we need this from you, we need this from you, we need this from you, we need this from you.
Yeah.
And they're all working together. And it was an amazing picture of teamwork.
Right.
Investigative teamwork to find this out.
Now, you bring up an interesting point, and I hate to get serious and drop this as our last thing before you go, but I have a question, because I was watching, did you see the president speak in Boston and his
I just saw one little tiny clip from it last night in the news.
Because you're right, the government agencies, everybody came together and said, it's teamwork and we're going to work together. Now, you have been out and about throughout the state of New Mexico lately with former Mormon.
Yeah.
And it was to equip Christians to discern the truth, to have discussions with other people of other beliefs.
Right.
And this week, you know, after that, yesterday, it was the pastor, the priest, the rabbi, it was like joke.
I heard them call it an interfaith.
There you go. And it was a representative from every, you know, this is how most jokes start. But they were all there in the sanctuary together, united. And they talked about the future, and the president, of course, he's very good with words when they're on the teleprompter. That dude's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm serious, man. When he's got the words in front of him, and he had this very passionate, empowering speech about Boston, you know, and the Red Sox winning the World Series, and the Bruins taking the Stanley Cup, and this time next year
the 118th,
Boston Marathon, and everybody's like, yeah, united. And I loved it.
Yeah.
But then you think about the pastor, the priest, and all these different faiths, and it's like, it's not about, and the president even said, this is bigger than your religion, this is bigger than, and it was like, ooh, okay. Yeah. Where do we stop with the, okay, you're right, we need to empower and unite. However, if we're not doing it under the banner of Jesus Christ, what are we doing?
Yeah.
And so, where's that line? Do you know what I mean? How do we, in turn, share hope, but the right hope?
Yeah, I think some of it has to do with the particular context. You know, that obviously, that gathering would not be the place to stand up and say, because it really wasn't really about God at all.
Right.
You know, it was more about the tragedy, and they were trying to bring everybody together for this prayer thing and this thing.
And maybe that would inspire someone to seek out
and
answers.
Right. And it's a difficult question to answer.
Right.
It really is.
Right.
I mean, you can tell because I'm stammering over my own words.
It's
but
true.
But you want to be, that's not the place necessarily to say Jesus is the only way.
Right.
That would be something that once you have that, and then people would ask me individually, what do you think about it? I said, well, I think it's good that we're showing unity as Americans.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But as people of faith, there are some very clear distinctions between what the Bible says about who God is and what other people of different faiths would say or different beliefs would say. And in those, I would have to draw some lines and say, no, I would not agree with that particular belief because this is what the Bible says.
Well, immediately there were people groups yesterday. You know, I of course jump on forums and have to read everybody's comments because I'm interested in those things, especially for morning show topics.
Right.
But there were immediately people trashing it, slamming it. I can't believe that, you know, you would this and that and the other, and how can you come together and say this when you obviously believe this and they believe that, and they're, you're condoning their, you know, religion by, and all of this hatred. Yeah. And I was conflicted because it's like, well, I hear what you're saying.
Right.
Because the president, out of his own mouth, just said this is bigger than your religion.
Yeah.
And nothing is bigger than God in my relationship with God.
Right.
He supersedes all of that. However.
Well, God is bigger than our religion.
Right.
See, we're not religious.
Right.
That, and I think that's part of the part of the discussion that you could bring in and say, yeah it is bigger than our religion,
mm-hmm.
because religion is nothing.
Right.
It's what I talk about is a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, and that's maybe that's a way you could that it could be handled in that trend. And I kind of go back and forth on some of that stuff too, because I mean, as far as my personal feeling, because it's that whole thing of not wanting to. I'm not worried about offending necessarily, but I don't want to make somebody so mad that they don't want to listen to, they won't take the time to listen to what I have to say. And that's part of what James Walker was saying. He said, listen, when you're sharing Christ with someone of a different belief that they themselves may think they're Christians, you have to do it in a gentle way because they've been deceived. They're not the ones that are the enemies.
Right.
You know, the enemy is the one that has undergirded all this stuff over time that has helped these other people to create these false religions. And so they're not, the person is not the enemy. What they've been deceived by the enemy. And so we have to kind of come to an understanding of that, to lovingly share with them the truth, which means we're going to have to take time to listen to what they believe as well.
Right.
And give them an opportunity to share. And we can even use that as part of the discussion to say, well, you just said this, and here's what the Bible says, and you say you also read the Bible, so there's obviously some conflict there. And you could do it in a loving and respectful kind of way. And that's one of the things that, you know, I keep going back to that. James Walker keeps saying, these folks are our family members and our friends and our neighbors, and it creates some issues, and we still have to tell them the truth, but we need to do it in a loving way.
Absolutely. And it's okay to engage in those conversations.
Absolutely.
I think people get fearful close their shutters and hide away because they don't want to hear it. But I immediately thought of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 that says, don't quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. And it's talking about the word of God. It's talking about those prophets, those priests, those people who say this, that, the Bible, that, and you take it back to the word and you weigh it out and you discern the truth of God, as opposed to their opinion and what it really says, and there's wisdom there in doing that and discerning. And you talk about the different faiths and the different religions and the people that are deceived, and you're right, they're not. It's so easy, and Satan's strategy is simple: sprinkle in a little bit of truth, and then you start getting a taste for it. I thought about this last week actually. My son, he's 5 months old. Today, 5 months old today, and we were ready to start. The doctor said, hey, it's time to start giving him, people food. So start with a banana or start with, and the first time it's like, you think an avocado or a banana? I love avocados.
Yeah.
Well, we stuck a piece of avocado in his mouth and it was like, and he like freaked out and cried and hated it and thought it was disgusting. So what we did, and this is what we did with the baby, you get a little dab of breast milk. Not joking.
Yeah.
Mix it up, mm-hmm. and this is the greatest thing I've ever tasted in my life, because there's this sense of familiarity, never mind the fact that he's ingesting the avocado, because all he took into that was, it's mama's milk, so I'm cool. And I think that's what we do. We get a little taste of a sample of truth, and then we just ingest everything as if it's all good, because, this seems familiar, and unfortunately, there's a lot of deception going on.
Because it sounds good, and if it has enough of the truth in it to make it sound appealing, or even to more it say, that kind of makes sense. When you listen to it and you're like, I hadn't thought about it that way. But that's why you have to be very, very careful, very discerning. Test everything.
Like the brand,
just
man.
Test it,
take it back to the word.
The biggest thing is test it against the scriptures.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't stand up to the scripture, the test of the scripture is the ultimate authority. And if it doesn't stand against the scripture or is in contradiction to the scripture, then it is not worth the time.
Absolutely.
And again, that gathering in Boston was, I think it was more about an American
Hope
gathering.
Absolutely.
And let's pull together than it was a faith
let's
gathering.
Unite.
Even though it was in a place of worship, and even though it was touted as an interfaith gathering, mm-hmm. I didn't necessarily see it that way. Right. I saw it more of a community coming together,
mm-hmm.
trying to, rally themselves around and say, we're not going to let them make us be afraid.
Right.
Because we choose to be afraid at whatever they do. And we are standing and saying, I follow some running stuff on Twitter.
Yeah.
I follow Duke City Marathon on Twitter and other like national running and even just individual folks that are bloggers and stuff that run as well. And a lot of them are saying, you're not going to stop us from running. They will run the Boston Marathon next year.
Yeah.
They will run the Chicago Marathon. They will run the New York City Marathon.
Yeah.
Duke City Marathon is going to take place. In fact, tomorrow I'm running a half marathon, the Albuquerque half. Those races all around the country, around the country are going to take place. 5Ks, 10Ks, all those. And it's kind of a funny thing, you know, because it happened at the marathon, the running community has really, really come up and said, and in fact, a lot of runners that I know are saying, we're running for Boston. In fact, there's a, I don't know when it happened or if it has already happened or if it's fixing to happen, but there's going to be a little run around the academy that's about a 5K around the academy to raise money to send to help with emergency stuff that happened up, you know, the fundraising stuff for Boston. And you get pledges and whatever mile, how many miles you run or whatever. And I don't know if it's already happened. I just saw it on Twitter. I was out of town, so I couldn't participate. Yeah. So I didn't even really pay attention to it because I knew I couldn't do it. But there's all kinds of things going on like that too. And it's because when things like that happen, we come together.
And that's where ministry starts, is finding the common ground in whatever it is, because I think a lot of times we have this mentality of divide and conquer as Christians, and we go out and it's like, I would never do this, I don't do that, and there's no quote-unquote relatability, and so the world goes, I have no idea why you're talking to me. We have nothing in common. And the fact is, we do. We can agree upon the Boston Marathon. Hey, I'm a runner. I'm a runner, too.
Right.
Hey, all right. Now this is where our agreement is upon, and now we can start digging deeper.
Yeah, yeah.
And building those relationships, and I don't know, actually being loving and friendly to one another.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Anyways.
Yeah, cool.
High five.
Awesome.
There you go. All right. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. We got to take a quick break. Coming up, 9 o'clock.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just about here.
That happened fast.
We're going to be talking with Scott Camden from Harvest America.
Yeah. That's exciting.
I know. 9:30.
Yeah.
Join us. Harvest America Mobile Theater coming to Albuquerque this weekend. We'll give you all the details coming up. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Hawk in Paris. Put your arms around me.
The Hawk in Paris.
The Hawk in Paris.
Hey.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. Good morning.
Good morning, just after 9 o'clock.
That's right. It is Fun Joke Friday. You can get your jokes in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Do you have any jokes?
I do.
Okay.
Oh, to tell? No. I don't have any to tell.
What?
So if you would like to be part of our crew, check it out. Get to Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Like us. That's where you'll find all the latest dealings. We're there pretty much 24/7 hanging out.
It's true.
And also, you can get all the details for prom there. Prom is going down a week from today. Our super amazing prom.
That's a problem for me. Because I haven't bought a dress yet.
You should probably get on that.
Yeah, you know what? Today. That's happening today.
You don't have a dress? Dude, it's a week away.
Yeah. No worries. I'm really excited about it. Okay.
Me too.
Okay, now I'm excited to go prom dress shopping.
There you go.
Yes.
All right, prom.
Today.
It's going down. And if you're wondering, wait, but I'm too old for prom.
Don't worry, you're not.
You're not, because we're going.
Yeah.
So you can get your tickets now at mystaticradio.com.
Yeah, so all your snarky comments on Instagram, I'm 17 years too old for prom.
17 years too old for prom?
Well, that means they're like 30, in their 30s, because 17, you have to be 18 plus 17.
35, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah.
Wow, that's really old for prom. Man.
Anybody who's 35 or almost 35 going to prom is a total loser. Oh, wait, you're almost 35. I'm so sorry.
MyStaticRadio.com for all the details on prom.
Can I ask you a few questions? I'm going to interview
you. No.
How old do you feel?
How old do I feel?
Oh, wait, no, hold on. Backtrack. Okay. How old are you?
Old enough to drive a
how
morning
old are
show.
You?
34.
And how old do you feel?
22.
How often do you realize how old you are and get sad about it?
Every 3 seconds when I'm with you and I make a comment about pop culture and you're like, who? What was that? I'm like, dude, the Goonies. The Goonies. I never heard. The Goonies.
Oh.
Yeah, it came out here. Let's look it up. Oh, you aren't born yet.
That's not
okay,
true.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, what
was
about,
I not born for the Goonies?
What about, dude, that was an 80s movie.
Yeah, okay. That I own it, just so you know.
Weren't
and
you
I have...
born in the 90s?
No. No!
Oh. Yeah, see, you weren't born yet.
Dang, I was negative 3.
Was when you were born.
I was negative 3.
Yeah, you were negative. So I feel young until I hang out with you.
Okay.
Like when that when it was the old man, or like if Steve was around, you know, I'm fine. Joey, my best friend Joey B.
You guys,
he's older than me.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Now I'd get to pretend like I'm the young one still, yeah. Right? And then you come around and you start talking
you're
about
really
your pop culture,
perspective.
And it's like the Mickey Mouse Club and NSYNC,
dude,
and Britney
Spears.
No, no, no. Spears,
you know something
like,
really
oh,
sad
gosh.
About the Mickey Mouse Club?
I don't want to.
I was
to.
Not old enough. When Justin and JC and Brittany and all those people were on the Mickey, I was not old enough to remember that. I had to go back and watch episodes when, like, as they re-aired.
That's cool. So there you go.
Because you know, Justin's a little bit younger than you.
Yeah.
But everyone else is about the same age as you, so yeah. That's your...
You're only as old as you feel. And I feel old when I'm around you, so we're going to have to let you go. We've got a couple interns coming in starting Monday.
Yeah, and they're like 18.
Creepy
you just wait.
Caleb.
You just wait.
Is going to be part of the morning show for the next month.
And Nico.
Yeah, Nico as well. They don't know Nico, though.
I know, but
Creepy Caleb,
they
you know,
will know Nico.
He's kind of got a name. There's a familiarity there.
Yeah.
Senior in high school. They're going to be our interns. In fact, you got to be looking out for them next week. We're going to make them go on, you know, safaris.
Yes.
We're going to make them hide out places with prom tickets to give away. So, yeah.
We're going to make them do a bunch of things.
Yes, we are. I can't wait to have interns.
Me either.
All the details for our prom, it is at our website, mystaticradio.com. Quick look at traffic.
Oh, no.
Back to some music.
There is another accident. I-40 West at Coors. That's exit 155. And three lanes are blocked. I-25 South at Comanche. That's exit 227B. Traffic lights are not working correctly at Rio Grande Boulevard, north at Alameda. And that... Hold on. Hold on. There's an accident. There's an accident on San Mateo, south at Comanche.
Uh-huh.
And...
Wow. Believe in you.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Well, Philip Phillips getting ready for a monstrous tour with John Mayer.
He is.
They're coming to Albuquerque.
Yeah. I'm gonna go see
my
that?
Son, Luke, my favorite dude in the universe right now.
Philip Phillips?
Loves Philip
Phillips.
That's
cool.
So I'm like, okay.
That's
I might
okay.
have to check into that record.
All right.
Spotify ruined me buying any record.
Oh, you yeah. shouldn't say that.
Yeah. I need to start doing that. Especially with people whom I want to support.
Exactly.
It's good to support things you love.
Hey, which U.S. state has the smallest soft drinks?
Smallest? Minnesota.
Aww,
mini
you just
soda.
Read that.
Yeah. Get it? See what I did there? I just made that up. Fun Joke Friday, mystaticradio.com.
You are here all day to ruin the jokes.
I am here. So get your jokes in so I can ruin them. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.